A Fianna Fáiler, a Fine Gaeler and an independent walk in to a presidential election. I will think of a punchline by the end of it, and I suppose we'll know who the punchline will be by the time the votes are counted. For now, though, let's talk Jim Gavin.
Let me explain with Sean Defoe, a News Talk original.
Hello and welcome to the Let Me Explain podcast. Sean Defoe here with you again. And don't forget to like and subscribe and follow and all that good stuff wherever it is you are listening to your podcast. Now, we've done quite a few on the presidential election. And guess what? There's probably quite a few to come as well. Although there will be a super sub in for me next week. Just to mark your cards for that, because I have the small matter of my wedding to attend, which I know how inconvenient of me for News Talk to plan this just when all the councils are meeting to nominate presidential candidates. I swear I did not plan my wedding entirely around that, or at least don't tell my bride-to-be if I did. Now, someone who is hoping to be wedded to the Oris. Yeah, okay, probably could have come up with a better transition there, but sure, look, Jim Gavin confirmed this week as the Fianna Fáil candidate in this election, beat out Billy Kelleher, the MEP, who has been very gracious, it should be said. I mean, he's kind of a class act, is Billy Kelleher. In fairness to him, he bowed out, having done pretty well, 29 votes to 41 in the end. Not that many people expected it to be that close. And you see some people framing this as a crisis of leadership for Micheál Martin. I think really, it's only going to get into a crisis of leadership if Jim Gavin absolutely bombs. If he has a terrible election and loses, then you're going to question, well, could someone else have done it? Personally, you know, as much as I like Billy Kelleher, and I think you could kind of tell by the coverage, a lot of the journalists like Billy Kelleher, you can often tell, I think, in how they're covered, he probably wasn't going to win the presidential election. He doesn't have that national cachet. Now, some people would say Jim Gavin doesn't have that either, that he's very Dublin-centric, the former football manager, that it's GAA people and it's Dublin. But, like, Dublin is a big driver of elections. You're talking a voting population north of 800,000 in around that region. I mean, that is, if you even get 40, 50% in Dublin, you're really going to be hard to beat, just simply based on population dynamics. So it's going to be fascinating. And it of course, meant it was the first time that we actually saw Jim Gavin. The first time that we got to speak to him as a media. He came out and did a little press conference afterwards. He thanked Billy Kelleher, thanked the members in Fianna Fáil who had elected him or chosen him for this particular position, for this candidacy. And spoke about a number of different issues throughout it, you know, the likes of the abortion referendum, marriage referendum, how he voted in those things. You know, it was put to him that there's a division in Fianna Fáil. He sort of said, look, he's going to do his best to get the best votes possible. And Micheál Martin was asked then about that division. Does it signal an end to his leadership or a challenge to his leadership? And had quite a good line saying, look, there's already been a referendum on Micheál Martin. That referendum came in the general election last year and the people had their say. Fianna Fáil are now in power. He is Taoiseach again. So we shall see how that goes over the next little while. But I got a chance to sit down with Jim Gavin. I say sit down, it was really stand up. We did it outside of Leinster House yesterday, Tuesday, shortly after his election. And I wanted to get a bit of a sense of who is Jim Gavin the politician? What are his beliefs? What does he feel and think on some of the major issues that are going to come up? So we will get a chance, of course, throughout the campaign and here on News Talk to properly interrogate them, to do longer sit-down interviews. I've no doubt he'll be sitting in with Pat Kenny and we'll be doing the debates and we can really drill into it. That's not what I was aiming for in this particular interview. I wanted to get a sense, a little bit of sense of who Jim Gavin is, why he's in this campaign and his top-line views on some of the issues that people find pressing. So here is that chat that we had. I started by asking him who approached who. Did he go to Micheál Martin and say, I want to be president? Or did Micheál Martin come to him and scope him out? Take a listen.
Yeah, so the Fianna Fáil party approached me a number of months ago to consider putting my name forward for as a candidate within the parliamentary party process to become the candidate for Fianna Fáil in the presidential election. And I reflected upon it. You know, reflecting upon it with my family first and foremost, my friends, and really I reflected upon, you know, my career to date, which has been about service. You know, I spent 20 years in Oglin Hare in the Irish Defence Forces. I've been in a senior position in the public sector for 15 years, and in my DNA is about service. It's about serving the state. It's about serving those people in the state, and that's why I considered to put my name forward.
And had you thought in the past about entering political life, about running for some kind of office, or when they came, was it kind of like a light bulb went off?
Yes. Yeah, so in my time in the Defence Forces, you know, legally, ethically, one can't get involved in any political parties, and I carried on ethos on into my public sector work over the last 15 years. So obviously, I have been dealing with a lot of political parties. For example, I'm the chair of the North East City Initiative, a task force set up to bring investment into the North East City of Dublin, and to create an environment where people can live full lives. And so in that context, I have been dealing with political parties and those of none over the last number of years. So certainly wasn't something on my horizon. But as I mentioned, when I was approached, I obviously gave it very thoughtful consideration. Very privileged today now to be nominated by the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party. A very robust process. You know, to get 41 votes against somebody of the calibre of Billy Kelleher, for me, I'm very proud of that. I travelled the length and breadth of Ireland over the last week, meeting senators, deputies, MEPs, expressing my vision of the presidency, getting their feedback, and that's been a really useful process for me to get to know the parliamentary party, and secondly to go through this vote today.
Yeah, the vote obviously was relatively close in the end. I mean, Billy got 29 votes. Do you think that division is something that will harm your campaign, or is it all going to be kumbaya?
All I can express is what I felt in that room, and I've been in enough dressing rooms down through the years to feel the energy, to understand the culture. There's a great spirit amongst that Fianna Fáil parliamentary party, great passion, a great desire to have a representative in Áras an Uachtaráin. If anything, I felt that the party came together, and I got very, very strong signals, messages, and the party now are standing on my shoulder as we march now into the next phase of the campaign.
So obviously we're only getting to know you now. People know Jim Gavin, the manager. They want to know who Jim Gavin, the politician and presidential candidate, is going to be. So I want to rattle through a few of the issues that are going to come up in the campaign.
Yeah.
Marriage referendum, abortion referendum. What way did you vote?
Yeah, so in terms of the marriage referendum, I'm very much into equality. I voted yes. I think that sent a really strong signal to the world that, you know, Ireland is an inclusive society where we respect each other. In terms of repeal of the eighth, morally a difficult question was posed for us all in terms of that referendum, but ultimately it comes down to what's right for a woman, that a woman needs to decide and make her own choice, and I voted yes.
Cath Erdin-Connolly in particular has been very strong on the issue of Gaza and Palestine. What's your own view as we see further attacks today from Israel on Doha and another country? You've obviously served time in the Defence Forces and have been in the region. Would you classify what Israel is doing as a genocide?
I certainly would. I think it's unconscionable what's happening in Gaza. First and foremost, the bombing of children and women needs to stop now. We need to get aid into Gaza immediately. And we need to get the women, the children, and those other people who are injured, get them out and get them the attention that they need. Like, it's unconscionable, you know, that we have a man-made famine in 2025. So from my perspective, you know, in terms of military objectives, I'd say they have been achieved. I would question why the bombing continues, so it needs to stop.
Mm. The Occupied Territories Bill then, is that something you wouldn't have an issue signing that into law if it came across your desk as president?
I certainly wouldn't.
No.
But one would need to, you know, that's my personal opinion. Right now, I'm not Dúchtán na Éireann. It's my ambition to be, and I need to, you know, express my opinions, obviously. But certainly, as I said, the fighting needs to stop right now.
Mm. What's your view on a united Ireland?
I'm a constitutional a Republican at heart. I believe in the Constitution. The Constitution is very clear in terms of a united Ireland, but it's also very clear, as we know from the Good Friday Agreement, that it has to be a consensus from both jurisdictions, as is mentioned in the Constitution. For me, the presidency is all about building on the great work that was completed by President Robinson and others before her, in terms of reunifying people in the first instance, and then we can focus in on the territory.
So is it something you would campaign for actively as president?
I would campaign for reconciliation. I would campaign for and work in the border counties, work in the north, bringing the communities together, building on the relationships that we already there exist, and maybe, you know, building new ones that might need repair or were never there before. So I will be an active president. That's my ambition, to be in the north and speaking with both communities.
Two very brief final questions. Are you proficient in Irish?
So a couple of fuckle ago, I went to the Gaeltacht as a young teenager in Rossmuck. I have a great passion for the language. I'm a member of Áras Cronan and Clún Dunchán in Cladogan, but I'm not fluent, and that is one area that I'm very keen to brush up on.
And very finally, the most scurrilous rumour, of course, that's been put out of you, about you to date, is that you're actually a Fine Gael voter.
Well, that's simply not true. I've never endorsed any political party, none in my time, for the reasons I've explained. As a member of Oglin the Héireann, well, legally you can't do it, and I carried that ethos into my 15 years in the public sector. I get multiple photographs with people from all walks of life. What they do with those images is really a question for them.
So you didn't know that banner was going to be added to it?
I certainly did not.
Okay. So that is Jim Gavin, not exactly fluent in Gaeilge. Didn't actually say that he never voted Fine Gael, just said that he never endorsed Fine Gael, which is a slightly different thing, and people will make mischief with it, no doubt. But I mean, to be honest, I think a lot of people vote for a lot of different parties. The vast majority of voters, maybe not the vast majority of voters, but a significant proportion of voters change their vote at different elections, especially when you see now Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin combined only account for 60 to 65% of the vote. There's an awful lot of other people out there, and that has changed over time. I'd say the Venn diagram of people who have voted for both Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in their lives, it's quite a bit of a crossover there. So that is the Jim Gavin interview. As I mentioned, I won't be here next week. Someone else will be sitting in for me, most likely our fantastic Southern reporter, Jamie O'Hara, who's had a few really brilliant Let Me Explains in the past. And after that, we're into the full swing of it. We'll be coming to you from New York and Canada for the United Nations General Assembly and for trips that the Taoiseach is making. And after that, bring on that election campaign, bring on the budget. Plenty to be talking about on Let Me Explain. I'll chat to you soon.